Here we are once again. A lot of turmoil going in the world right now. But I guess we should be used to it by now. And if we're not used to it, we should learn how to deal with the stress, the anger, the frustration that goes with all that's going on right now. For those of us who are old enough, we have seen major mistakes repeated over and over again. And the problem is that the mistakes were not repeated because of ignorance or not knowing. They were repeated because of arrogance, of human beings thinking that they could do the exact same thing they did before that didn't work, but do it harder or be more manipulative at doing the wrong things to bring about the right actions. And so now we find ourselves sending in troops and planes, trying to help people get out of a country that we shouldn't have been in at all, especially for 20 years. And we're trying to get those people who were on our side, those who helped us, out so that they won't get killed or murdered or tortured or the many other things that happen to people who side with the losing side. In this case, it's worse than siding with the losing side, though, because it is actually siding with a foreign army and giving one's loyalty to that army instead of one's people, in the view of those who end up winning, that is. Doesn't this seem familiar? How many times have the colonial nations had to rush in and try to clear out their embassies and clear out those people who helped them right before everything fell apart because they lost yet another war? I haven't been alive that long, but even in my lifetime, this has happened several times. I think the problem is arrogance. I think that people have listened to too many speeches and religious talks and scientific talks and fundamentalists and cultural talks telling us how great we are, telling us that we would learn to overcome nature, telling us if we just push a little harder, it'll work. When some things just do not work, some things just will not work, and we, unlike the motto by Clint Eastwood, don't know our own limitations. We can get together to fly a person to the moon, but we can't get rid of world hunger or give people human rights or civil rights. We can't lay down the weapons of war all over the world. Ever. And so we clap ourselves on the back for doing the impossible. 2 billionaires flew up into space for the cost of billions and billions of dollars, while many people now are in danger of being cast out of their homes, or are starving, or sick, catching diseases, don't have any health care. And many people have applauded this instead of seeing the bigger picture. the bigger picture is that the pain and the suffering, disease, war, pestilence, and famine will all come upon us until we begin to get our priorities straight and to know our own limitations and to know our possibilities. Because when people decide to end all the wars and poverty, they will be ended. The world is a place of beauty, grace, and abundance. There's land and nature everywhere. When you drive across the United States, the amount of open land is just overwhelming. Everyone is crowded together into the cities. Cities are becoming a blight on the land as they take all of the resources out of the surrounding farmland and countries and villages and things like that. Too many people crowded together cause pollution and the chance of diseases spreading. Yet no one ever listens to this because one is supposed to be superior if one lives in a big city in a high rise. We all do it, don't we? One way or the other. We try to find self-esteem by doing what we are told is important. We're not only told that it's important when we're born, but as we watch TV, we listen to the radio, we look at all the people in the fashion magazines, we are told who and what we're supposed to be. More subtly sometimes, and sometimes out in the open. But it's in a way where it is not demanding. No. It is influencing. And this is done until success means looking at that person in that magazine and knowing that we are like them, or being allowed to be in that in crowd, being one of them, one of the people looked up to. And it doesn't only occur with the super rich, because there are several different groups we find ourselves in. And the objective in each group is to be the one who is looked up to. Looked up to for something. Even if we are a custodian, we have to be the best custodian. Just going in, living, enjoying life on the job and working, enjoying pleasure is never enough. We always have to be better than someone else. And if we're not, we usually get angry at that person. Find reasons to hate them or to pull them down, to slight them so that we feel good about ourselves. The problem is not them, though. The problem is not us not being able to get self-esteem. The problem is the belief within a society that causes us never to accept the way we are, to love ourselves, and to live lives of joy and splendor, even at a workplace. Life is not about putting one's nose to the grindstone, you see. Life is about experiencing love, life, joy, and compassion. And being with a group of people that help us do that, even during the worst of times. Please join us at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com to learn more about the things we are doing. You can hear more of the Life on Planet Earth broadcast at this station. And if you feel moved, subscribe to this station or go to our donation page at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com so that we can begin to explore new ways of being and help heal the world. Not just one person at a time, but one community at a time. Are you looking for a way to begin over again? You want to try to find a home business that suits you. There is now a cooperative network where people work together to raise funds in order to support friends, communities, and families in need. You can find out more about this at our website. Hit the co-op 5050 link. Please take time to explore it. Help us keep these broadcasts on the air. Now back to the show. So the major problem is that we've never learned how to live. We've never learned that life on planet Earth is not about building the biggest tower or having the biggest library or even giving oneself the most to promote social justice. It's been about experiencing. Life is about expanding oneself. It's about moving beyond the thoughts and the ideas that have planted these ideas about who we are within us. It's about breaking free from the socialization it's about breaking free from the socialization process. This is a process that is necessary for all of us. We need to learn how to work, to live, to breathe, to talk, to behave in a society. But there comes a point in time. People used to look at it as around the age of 12, where it's time to put away childish things and enter into the world of adulthood, the world of being human religiously. Being human, what is this humanity? Humanity is a mixture of being a being of the earth and also being transcendent divinity, all poured together into one being. That's why it said in the Hebrew scripture that when God took the earth and breathed God's breath into the earth, or God's spirit, because breath and spirit were the same word, the human became a living soul. We are here to be living souls, a combination of earth and divinity. And through us, there should flow rivers of life, joy, healing, and peace. It is time for us to partake of the tree of life instead of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, where we're always comparing ourselves to others. Not only ourselves as individuals, but our families, our neighborhoods, our communities, our groups, our nations. And if we ever find that there are extraterrestrials, we'll be comparing our world to theirs and trying to see which one is best. It's time to put aside all of that stuff and to live, to partake of life fully, to grow, to prosper, to reclaim the power of play, which is the creative energy of the divine as it pours through us. And we find delight in our experimentation, in our successes and failures. And we learn how to correct things as we fail to watch others do so. I guess the main problem today is that everyone gets so serious that they no longer play. When one sees everything as good and evil, failure becomes evil. Mistakes become evil. Taking a chance knowing that one may fail becomes painful and dangerous. So we walk in the same old track that people have been walking in from the beginning, whether they work or not, trying to do the exact same things over and over again because we're familiar with them, thinking they'll work, but they don't work. That was the case with this war in Afghanistan for 20 years, where we spent trillions of dollars, most of it going to weapons manufacturers, most of it going to private war contractors, most of it going to bribe people who would be on our side, none of it going to setting the captives free. And we find ourselves rushing out of the country and trying to save as many people as we can who put their faith in us. Truth is, we have given the world, once again, a lesson that cannot be ignored and we cannot take back. That lesson is that we as a people go in, we escalate family squabbles and problems to the point where they are at war, where the economy is destroyed, the structure is destroyed, everybody is fighting against everybody, and then we end up withdrawing, leaving the country in a shambles, not having helped anyone except the corporations that had invested in the war. People know this. And the reason we can never seem to win a war is because most people know that if they give up, they'll never be free again. They will be enslaved. Their culture will be wiped out. Everything meaningful will be taken away from them and replaced by the Western European culture, whether they want it or not. And they'll be forced into a form of economic slavery that will persist from generation to generation. Just like everything else, the pandemic and wars, the only way we're going to be free of the dangers of these things is by changing ourselves. And it is going to take generations and generations before anyone ever trusts this nation again. More than that, generations and generations before anyone trusts far right people who have risen up to spread diseases all over the country, to attack people because of homophobia and racism, anti-Semitism. These people, these groups, these states, the religions, all of those who turned against God and we the people of the United States and the hopes and dreams of the founding fathers of this nation will never be trusted again until they do what is right, until they earn the trust. I hope that will happen, but I doubt that it will. So it is up to each and every one of us to begin to heal our own selves, to heal our communities, divorce ourselves from the pain and the hatred, to sit quietly and meditate, chant, do whatever it is that brings beauty and wisdom and divinity into our own being, and to be able just to sit there in a place of self-loving gratitude each and every day, letting go of the fear, letting go of the hatred, letting go of the pain, and walking in to life will begin to heal us and our immediate communities, and perhaps someday we'll begin to heal the world.